Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao arrived in Burma today to discuss trade, security, and the upcoming elections in a dictatorship in Beijing's highest-level call on its neighbor for nearly a decade. Beijing is Myanmar's third biggest foreign investor and trade partner, and its firms are building a port and energy pipelines that will feed oil and gas into China's landlocked southwest across the two countries' restless and remote border. The director of the Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, told us more about the situation on the country's border with China.
As part of the election agenda that the generals are pursuing, they are saying to a lot of ethnic groups that are armed and have been on ceasefire, some of them now for 20 years, they're saying these ceasefires, we're not going to agree to abide by them anymore. These ceasefire armies, they've got to transform themselves into political parties, and their armed wings must, most of them must disarm, but a small number of them will become what they're calling border guard forces, which will effectively be an armed group under the control of the Burmese army. So it amounts to an unconditional surrender. These armed groups are refusing to go along with that because, you know, the elections that are coming up are fake. They don't grant any new human rights. There's a new constitution which is actually designed to maintain dictatorship. So these armed groups are saying, look, we can't agree to surrender when we haven't achieved our goals. Now, as a warning to some of these groups, last August, the generals attacked one of these ethnic armed groups, the Kokang group, and those attacks took place on the China-Burma border and forced off 40,000 refugees across the border. So China was very unhappy about that. It wants to see stability in Burma. It's not interested in human rights and democracy. What it wants is things to be quiet and things to be stable. Now, there's just been a deadline has just passed a couple of weeks ago where the generals said that all the groups must disarm by this date or they could face military action. So China won't want to see that kind of military action taking place that could force thousands and thousands of refugees across the border.